24 to 8 on RSN Breakfast with Michael Christian and Mick McGuan, and great to catch up with the best and fairest winner at Carlton in 2014, Bryce Gibbs. G'day, Bryce.
Good morning, boys.
Looking forward to the season, I'm sure, mate. How's the pre-season been for you?
Yeah, it's been a solid one. Like you said, just can't wait to get into the NAB Cup now. We've been waiting a long time for it. Some of us that haven't played the first game, we've been waiting for it, so looking forward to get that underway.
No substitution for hard work, but, mate, has this pre-season been different? Do they tend to vary from year to year?
Yeah, they do. This year, it's been a lot more footy-based stuff for us, which has been good. We haven't done an overseas camp, which we've done in the past, so to get a lot more footy, more footy sessions and footy skills into us has been good, I reckon.
Bryce, I reckon you've been a Mr. Fix-It bar last year. You've been everywhere. You've been thrown around. Were you the type of guy that was aching for some sort of stability in terms of position? Because your midfield play last year was simply outstanding from where I sit.
Yeah, I thought, I think I played my best footy around the ball, and to get thrown around a lot in the past, it was probably frustrating for me at times, but, you know, understanding that sometimes that's what you got to do to help the team. But it was nice for me just to play in one position and in a position where I think I play my best footy.
Hunting the footy is one thing, but when you're given a job to hunt the opposition, that's a challenge in itself. Do you reckon that taught you more about midfield craft though?
Oh, definitely. As a young kid coming through and playing on some of the guns of the game, you definitely would take a lot and learn a lot from them, that's for sure. So that's definitely helped me transition into being a proper midfield player myself.
Last year, winning 7 games, losing 14, drawing 1, finishing 13th on the ladder is not a great return. Some of those losses could have been wins. What's been the major focus over the summer?
Yeah, it was disappointing last year, that's for sure. Just bringing that consistent effort every week. I think we've been getting off to a slow start the last couple of years, and from there you're always chasing. So we're looking to start the season off really well. When we get in those situations where the game could go either way, just finding a way to get over the line. I think in a lot of those games we were in front late in the game. So, just being composed under pressure and making sure we get the result.
We had Johnny Barker in the studio about a couple of weeks ago, Bryce, and he spent a half an hour with us, and it was great how honest he was. And one thing we put on the table in terms of challenge for the group was to tidy up your turnovers. They were an issue last year. I think that's fair to say. Did you see it
definitely.
That way?
Yeah, definitely. It's been well documented here. So we've been working on that over the summer, and it's a big part of footy at the moment. If you can turn the ball over, it's a lot easier to score going the other way. So not only if we stop turning the ball over, it'll reduce our scores against, and we'll look to score more often. So that's definitely a big part of the game.
So is the challenge more about your ball movement patterns, or is it about decision making?
Probably a bit of both. Under fatigue, working on your skills and making sure you're executing your skills is very important, because, like I said, it's crucial. If you turn the ball over, teams are going to punish you going the other way. So for our group, we've got a lot of young guys coming through, and again, that's been another focus over the summer is executing those skills under fatigue and under pressure.
And I think it's fair to say too, Bryce, the other side of the coin is everyone understands that turnovers in a game will occur, but if you are turning the footy over, you've got to have the rightful defensive mechanisms in place. Have you tried to concentrate on that as well as a byproduct of turning the ball over?
Yeah, we do. I think Mick puts it down and puts it back in our hands. He says, you run the risk of if you want to have a crack at kicking it long into the corridor and if you want to back your skill to hit that kick, go for it. But if you go for that decision and you turn over, well, you pay the consequence for that. So
what is the consequence? Straight off the ground? Never to play again?
Well, yeah, he leaves it up to us. You'll find out pretty soon whether he's happy with it or not. But, it's up to the individual, and we've been working on that.
So for Carlton fans out there, in terms of your brand, if a Carlton supporter was asked the question, what does your team stand for in terms of ball movement, do you want to be a corridor thought team or a boundary-moving team?
I think you need to mix it up. The way opposition scout you these days, if you continually go around the boundary every week, they'll set up strategies to put in place to stop that. So if we're just going around the boundary all the time, well, you know, we're just going to fall into their hands. You have a good balance, and the game is these days you need to be able to change the angles, and we'll certainly look to move the ball quicker out of our back line, and that's the best way to score, I think.
Lots of new faces at the club, Bryce, including a couple of Bulldogs, Jason Tant, Liam Jones, and the young man who looks to have plenty of potential, Kristen Jacks from GWS. How have they all fitted in?
Yeah, they've fitted in really well. I've been really impressed by all three of those guys. Their attitude coming into the club over the summer, and they've really trained their backsides off, and they've fitted really well in really well. So yeah, it was good to see them to play in the Blues jersey last week, and yeah, we'll get a few more coming back in this week, and hopefully get a bit of chemistry with those guys.
I think one of the weaknesses you had last year was just your lack of key position height. But those couple of those guys, Jones and Jack, certainly provide that. Is that an area that was really targeted in terms of trying to improve?
Yeah, look, I'm not too sure 100% on that. But, yeah, they give us good versatility. I mean, Christian can play forward, he can play back. Lockie Henderson can play forward, can play back. I think Jones, he's played in the back line at some stage in his career as well. So there is a lot of flexibility there. So they can help us out at either end. But, yeah, look, it's a bit unpredictable for people at the moment. They're not sort of too sure who we're going to be going to. So I think that's good for the group. And, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's interesting, isn't it, Bryce? It's a good discussion to have, because potentially you could have Henderson, Jones, Casbolt, a bit of Watson as constants in your forward half, which could give your team more predictability rather than throwing blokes around. Have you got a thought on that?
Yeah, well that's it. Yeah, the element of surprise. When if someone's not having a good day up forward, throw them down back and they can play well, and, you know, vice versa. So, yeah, I think it's very exciting for the group at the moment to have such versatility in the team, and like I said, over the summer we've gelled really well, and we're just looking forward to putting it in place over the next couple of weeks.
They're the senior guys you've brought into the club. What about some of the younger guys? For Carlton fans that are eager to see the next wave of Carlton players coming through, are there a couple of names they should be looking out for?
Yeah, probably a couple of the first year players. Blaine Bokers has been really impressive. You know, really fast, got great legs, and kicks the ball really well. As well, so he sort of stood out to me, and Clemmy Smith as well. Again, played a lot of his juniors in the back line, but he's been playing in the forward line over the summer and looking really dangerous around the big guys' feet. And then a couple of blokes that have been around for a couple of years, Paddy Cripps going into his second year, put on a lot of size in the gym over the summer, and he's 192 centimetres and plays in the middle, which is pretty scary, I reckon, if he gets up and going. So yeah, there's a couple of names for Blues supporters to look out for in the next couple of weeks.
What about an update on Matty Cruiser, mate?
Yeah, he's tracking along well. By reports, his schedule's going to plan, which is great. So hopefully he can be back in a Blues jersey sooner rather than later.
What about the skipper? Is he far away?
He won't play this week. He'll get a game in against Geelong in the last NAB Cup game, and he's had a pretty good summer, so the games that he's missing, he won't lose too much fitness, and he'll be ready to go for round one.
Bryce, last question. Last year against the top eight teams, you had one win, one draw, and a very poor percentage of 72.9%. It's not great. Do you think you've got a list capable of beating the best teams in the competition?
I think, yeah, those results don't sound great, but I actually think we played our best footy against the top eight sides compared to the bottom eight sides. I think we lost a lot of close games to the better sides, and I don't know. I feel really confident that this year we can match it with the best teams in the comp.
And Bryce, it's your week to front the 5 in 5 campaign, Carlton's membership marathon, to get 5,000 new members on board in 5 weeks. What have you got to do, mate?
Oh, I reckon I'm encouraging everyone to jump on board. I mean, we've got such great members and great fans here at Carlton, and really encourage them to sign up before the season starts. I just don't want them to miss out on what's going to be, I know it's going to be an exciting year, and I'm really looking forward to getting it underway, and I know the other boys are, and we really appreciate all their support. So it's not too late to jump on board and get behind us, because it's special things around the corner.
What about that ponytail, mate? You going to wear that in the season?
Yeah, it's going to hang around, I think. I've come too far.
It's never too far with a ponytail, mate.
Brycey, what are you doing, mate?
Oh, I don't know. Mum likes it.
That's all that matters. Good on you, Bryce. Great to have a chat, mate. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks, boys.
Bryce Gibbs there, one of Carlton Stars, last year's best and fairest winner. Call 1300-CARLTON or go to membership.carltonfc.com.au in Carlton's 5 in 5 campaign. 5,000 new members on board in 5 weeks. Sign up by March 19 to help the Blues reach their target. They want you to help them paint the G navy blue for round one against the Tigers. Coming up, the coach of the Socceroos, Ange Postecoglou, is going to join us. 14 to 8.